Hey! Thank you very much.
Listen to Tim in the morning, weekdays 7:30 till 9, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
It's been dark for some time now, lots of stars shining bright now, northern lights dancing all night, but the season is changing, daylight's rearranging, and the sun. Feels so nice. Beautiful sun, how you've begun to shine so bright on me. squint, but I sigh, 'cause you feel so good to me. The birds, they sing along to your tune all day long. Turn raven to seed, play a trick on the chief, and steal a little life for me. Seems you've been away so long. Listen, won't you please shine on and give me some of that big and bright. You spark.
Tropical, the island rings, all of nature wild. Get your South Kootenai radio fix with Tim in the Morning at 7:30, country at 10, folk at 2, blues at 3, rock at 5, and jazz at 10.
CBC News. I'm Karen Hauerluck. One of the most famous race car drivers in the world is in critical condition in hospital tonight. Retired Formula One champion Michael Schumacher had to have brain surgery today following a skiing accident in the French Alps. A statement from the Mirabel Resort says Schumacher, who was wearing a helmet, hit his head on a rock. It's not clear if he's still in a coma. Schumacher is 44. He is a seven-time Formula One champion. The Russian government has ordered extra security at airports and railway stations after a suicide bomb attack at the central station in Volgograd. At least 16 people were killed. Daniel Sanford reports.
The bomb went off at the line of X-ray machines and metal detectors found in most Russian railway stations and airports, a security measure designed to prevent exactly this sort of attack. The attack has reawakened old fears about security in the build-up to the Winter Olympics. The host city, Sochi, is right on the edge of Russia's troubled Caucasus republics and their long-running Islamist insurgency.
The BBC's Daniel Sanford reporting. A container ship that sent out a distress call off the coast of Newfoundland earlier today is now at anchor. The ship's crew is trying to figure out how to fix a gash in the hull. Earlier, a helicopter plucked four passengers off the ship. One of them was a very calm Richard Cumro.
Well, we were taken over in a helicopter. It was a great experience. experience, very professional. I loved it.
The ship is in a bay near the town of Portugal Cove South. Well, police were taking notes today at a funeral visitation in Montreal for reputed mob boss Vito Rizzuto. Rizzuto died last week of natural causes. He led a powerful criminal organization that reached beyond Canada's borders. Author Antonio Nicasso is an expert on organized crime and the mafia.
When Mr. Rizzuto was in jail, the victims were only on one side. After his return, many people that challenged his turf died in a violent way. So it's really interesting to see who's showing up, what kind of a criminal organization attend the event to send the representative, just to see, to have a little bit of a clue of what's going on with the people on one side and people on the other side.
Rizzuto returned to Montreal after serving 6 years for his part in a triple murder. He was 67 when he died. The U.S. National Security Agency's secret collection of Americans' telephone calls appears to be headed to the Supreme Court. That's after conflicting opinions from two federal judges. The surveillance became public after being leaked by intelligence analyst Edward Snowden. And now there's word of more leaks. Nathan Ross reports.
The latest comes from a German news magazine that says the NSA has a team of elite hackers who intercept computer deliveries and, quote, get the ungettable. The magazine based its story on documents leaked by former government contractor Edward Snowden. Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, former CIA and NSA director Michael Hayden says Snowden's leaks have made the NSA, quote, infinitely weaker. He then defended one surveillance program in question.
Our history as a people demand that we be alarmed, that we be concerned about this. But our concerns should be governed on the facts of the case and not the emotion of the case.
And the facts, he says, is that the phone data collected by the NSA is hardly touched and only used when there's a reasonable suspicion that it's associated with terrorism.
NPR's Nathan Roth. And finally, hydro crews in New Brunswick are facing a setback as they work to restore power to more than 4,000 customers after last weekend's ice storm. Heavy snow is hitting the province. Brent Staben speaks for NB Power.
If the effects of this storm are minimal, our intention right now is to have everyone reconnected, or the great majority of our customers reconnected by 10 p.m. On New Year's Eve. Let's just hope the storm doesn't impact things too greatly.
The weather was causing problems in Quebec as well. Snow and wind were causing sporadic outages. And in Toronto, where at last count 6,000 were without power, officials hope to have everyone back on the grid tonight. And that's the latest from CBC News.
Scared you for 20 odd years. like to be the rainmaker. I wonder what it's like to know that I made the rain. I store it in boxes with little yellow tags on every one, and you can come and see that when I'm done, when I'm done. I wonder what it's like to be a superhero. I wonder where I'd go if I could fly around downtown, yeah. From some other planet, I'd get this funky high on the yellow sun. Boy, I bet my friends will all be stunned. Well, they're stunned.
Scam was smooth, I remember that too. They should open her eyes sometimes when she kissed me. I don't know why she did that. Baby, never knew that I was lost, I was gone. Listen and leave home. You're another world, feels like some other place. I was lost, I was gone. Listen and leave home. I was looking at the girl, but I was listening to leave home all night long. To protect the innocent. Yeah, I might have even lied about the car. Baby, this is just a scene. Sorry if I hurt you, but maybe if you're right. Sorry, baby. Serves me right if you can't even hear me singing. If you tuned me out a long time ago, then it serves me right if you've already changed the station and you're listening right now to Rag Mama Rag on the radio. Listen and leave on. You're another world. I know he's in some better place. But I'm still lost. I'm gone. Listen and leave on. I still see that smile upon his face. While I'm listening to leave on.
Thank you very much. Mark Cohn, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
You're listening to South Kootenai Radio right here in Creston, BC.
Not looking for a reason, not trying to understand, not trying to catch your eye, not trying to touch your hand, not trying to show you a part of me no one else can find, but I will bring a song to you.
she spends her way. When she spreads them all around me, Lord, I forget about all other things. I ask my baby for a nickel, and don't you know she gave me a $20 bill? I asked my baby for a nickel, and Lord, she gave me a $20 bill. And when I ask her for a drink of water, don't you know she gave me a whiskey still? To blame.
never wait. She was kind and loving to me in every way. Oh, she used to love me and bring my breakfast to the bed every day. Oh, for 10 long years she was my pride and joy. Oh, for 10 long years she was my pride and joy. Hey, I used to call her my little girl. Call me a hello boy. We'll be right back.
definitely a song about loneliness. Let's just say a farm boy from, well, Cape Breton, Nova Scotia. He might feel that he should do something different than his daddy did. Farming, fishing, coal mining. You know what I mean. Not that he's not proud of his daddy, but the big city has a way of luring the country boy. He wouldn't be there all too long before he'd get himself a pretty good job. You know what I mean. Factory somewhere. Might even work himself up to be a foreman someday. You can never tell. That still don't help his loneliness. See, a man like that needs a good woman. Oh, he'd find himself a woman pretty quick, all right. Some city girls like the way a country boy treats them. They'd get themselves an apartment, you know, 25th floor, apartment 2505. You know what kind of me. They'd live real well there for quite some time. He'd be bringing home the good bucks. Wouldn't be a year, maybe, he'd be coming home from a couple hours overtime. He'd be making that long, anxious walk down that short corridor. He'd go in that door, and then he'd see it, that note. You know the kind of note I mean. Dear John, I'm gone. A man like that, had his whole world fall right down in front of his face. Find himself at 4 o'clock in the morning, down at the nearest railroad station. He don't really care where he goes. He don't really want to go home to Cape Breton yet, because something about country boys, they don't like to go home with failure. You know what I mean. Nobody gonna know.
Hey, this is Mark from Innisfail. Why don't you tune in to Jazz on South Kootenai Radio every night at 10.
Julie and little John Tyler lived in the house next door, and we would be the great triangle to this we swore. Julie was my sweetheart, little John was my cohort, and all the wild horses in the world couldn't keep us apart. Once we went for a swim in the noonday sun and promised to return before the moon struck one. Came running through the pasture. Oh, she was screaming at the sky. She fell down to her knees, and the tears did fly. Little John was stung by a snake over by the lake, and it looked like he's really, really hurt. He was lying in the dirt. Fast as we could run, but we lost little John as the moon struck one. Thank you.
and wine, back again.